Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
Yesterday, Arlene was out in Edinburgh, and this genuinely happened. It was a it's a story of a Christmas miracle. A Christmas miracle. So settle down, and Arlene will tell you the story of what happened yesterday. Now, bearing in mind how bad the weather was yesterday, it was windy.
It was really windy.
It was wet and blustery horrible. And horrible. And you were on Princes Street.
Yes.
Quite near Jenner's.
I was walking Jenner's side towards Freezers at the other end.
Gotcha.
And I was just wandering along, looking for Zara, the shop. And as I was walking along, I came up behind an elderly gentleman who was dressed quite inappropriately. He only had a kind of a lightweight suit jacket on and a shirt, and he had a walking stick and a massive suitcase which was on wheels, and he was struggling to navigate the suitcase.
How old was this old fellow?
He must have been late 80s.
Oh, right.
He was a ripe old age.
Okay.
I mean, he was like the man from the John Lewis ad.
Gotcha, okay.
Right, and a frail gentleman. And with the wind blowing in his face, he was really struggling. And I'd noticed everybody busy in their lives, you know, getting last-minute shopping and stuff, and no one was stopping to help.
Mm.
No one was stopping to help. So once I'd passed him, I had a word with myself, and I went back. And I said to him, look, I'm sorry, but you seem to be struggling. Where are you going? He said, I need to find Sainsbury's because I've got to catch a bus to Haddington. He'd just gone off a train from London.
Okay.
And he was going to Haddington to visit his elderly brother. His older brother.
Wow.
Now, this gentleman was late
80s. Right.
So, Lord knows how old his brother was.
Okay.
And he was going to Haddington to spend Christmas with him.
So, I'm trying to think where the Sainsbury's is. Where's the Sainsbury's?
There's a Sainsbury's at St Andrew Square.
Right,
oh, yeah,
so that's obviously where he was going.
He was going the wrong way then, isn't he?
Yeah, he was going the wrong way.
Oh, bless him.
And I just, you know, and the wind was battering him. He'd just gotten out of hospital himself.
Oh,
he
no.
said, my legs are quite weak. And, oh, my goodness, my heart was breaking for him. So I kind of shoved him in a...
shoved
in a doorway to protect him from the wind,
okay,
just give him a bit of a rest.
Yeah.
And my car was parked, you know, sort of 5 minutes away. And I said, right, that's it. I'm driving you to Haddington. I'm going to drive you to Haddington because I can't bear the thought of you. Because I don't know where the bus stop is. I don't think there's a Sainsbury's on Princes Street. I've never seen one.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about the other one.
Wow.
I know.
What a lovely festive Christmassy thing to do, Arlene.
Then I saw the bus to Haddington, so I pushed him on it. Get the door open. Got his case on board, made sure everything was fine. The bus driver knew where he was going, where his bag was, and he was going to get a taxi at the other end. And then I gave him a hug and I left him.
Totally ruined the story. If you'd taken him to Haddington, I would have thought you would.
You would have won Christmas.
You would have won Christmas. But then you saw the bus. Haddington, that'll do. Get on there, you old codger.
Do you know what?
What is wrong with you, Arlene?
I gave him a kiss and a cuddle on the bus, and he said, you better get off. Oh, I just wanted to take him home.
It sounds like you already did that.
I just wanted to take him home. He was the sweetest man, and he called me his Christmas angel.
Right. Aww. You didn't want to take him home. You were looking for Zara. You wanted to go shopping. You would have won Christmas, and you ruined it.
Do you know what? I waved him off, blew him a kiss, and then I burst into tears. I think it must be the Christmas thing going on, or I'm hormonal.
Yeah.
One of the two. But I absolutely was standing there like a Muppet with tears rolling down my face.
It was still a really nice thing that you did.
It was a nice story, but still, it could have been
nicer. You could have actually taken him to Haddington.
Anyway, I got to Zara and I got what I needed, so everyone happy.